Hey, everybody. I'm here today with my wonderful, awesome beau, Ian Fitar. Ian, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Thank you.
So, Ian, I promised everyone that I would record you talking about the wonderful, wonderful fortune cookie love list that you've made for me. And so here you are.
Here I am. I'm all giddy. Thank you.
So not only did you make me this amazing set of loveless fortune cookies, but you also did a couple other different variations on that, which I'll let you talk about later on. But first, Ian, what I'm dying to share with people is what inspired you to do it? And also, what is your secret? How do you make those things?
Aw, thanks. I wanted a gift that would keep giving and keep surprising. I'm very much influenced by you. And also, I understood the value of the gift, the type of gift, and such that it's not just like one thing. There are lots of little messages that facilitate the connection rather than just like an object, a single object, which is nice too. But this is just a fun and affordable way to really share a lot of love. And it's not a whole lot of time.
I thought they took you weeks to make.
only like a week and a half, really. No, we're just kidding around. But, that's a nice thing. Where the gift where you can see that there's effort involved, but it's actually really fun. And the thing is that there's so many iterations to do with it. So,
So I know you love the mystery of how you make them, and I'm really grateful to you for your willingness to share it, because I think there's going to be a lot of people out there who would really like to do this for people for the holidays. So it won't ruin it for me at all to know how they're made, but I am kind of curious and excited to hear.
Okay. Thank you. Well, yeah, it is kind of interesting because I'm thinking about the way that I did it, the actual fortune cookies. Now, I didn't make the cookies themselves. But the way of doing the fortune part of it is a little trick. But actually, another trick is actually acquiring a mass quantity of fortune cookies. I don't know how common it will be. I got very lucky in how I did it. I acquired a bag from a restaurant. I assume that there are suppliers. There are probably markets you can go. I don't really know, but I got a big bag full of them. And you don't want to keep them forever because they'll go bad. I think there's an egg base to it. And then once acquiring that, then the next step is not doing anything with the cookies themselves, but actually making the fortunes. Do you want to go into the list making or how you'd select, or you want to skip that and go right into how the fortunes go in the cookies?
Yeah, because I think, you know, people will all be making love lists, you know, together for the new Black Friday and throughout the holidays and for the rest of my life, I'll be talking about the love list part. So, what probably would be great is the sort of logistics of, first of all, they're so tiny, and how do you do that? Where do you get those little pieces of paper? How do you cut them so small? All of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that is the thing, actually. I've had the different ones that I've made. I've chosen certain kinds of paper. Sometimes I've done watercolor on paper. And then I would mimic the size of a standard fortune or maybe change it. And I might do a little embellishment. I've done like little snake tongue edges, cut the edges. It's, you know, just a little bit of craftsmanship to cut the edges. You don't have to do that. And so getting a whole bunch of pieces ready and then writing everything down. You've got your fortunes themselves. So,
and then how do you get them in the cookies? So you're buying, but I hear you say you bought the cookies from a restaurant, so they already had their messages, right?
Yes, they are already shut. They already have their messages in them. And then this is an added bonus to making them, making your own fortunes with the existing fortune cookies, is that you're going to end up with a whole lot of the commercial fortunes, which actually vary. There are some that vary. I remember when my dad got it, said, "You love Chinese food." I couldn't believe that. Anyway, so what I do is I get a great big pot, and I fill it with just a little bit of water, and I put a steamer in there. And then I get a oven tray, a huge oven tray, and I get a whole lot of blue tape. And I tear off this blue tape in, say, 5-inch length. I get a whole lot of 5-inch length. And it has to be the blue painter's tape. You don't want
okay.
tape that's going to leave a residue or pull on the moist cookie. So basically
okay.
what I'm doing, if you're following me?
Yep.
Okay. Then basically what I do is I get an assortment of some, and I get the water to near boiling or boiling, turn it off, and with the cookies in there, because you can get them too soft. There's a fine balance of softening them just enough that you could open them a little bit and pull that fortune out. And then the tape is to stuff the new fortune in, and then tape the cookies shut with the new fortune in, and then lay them on the tray to cool off, and then they just harden right back up again.
Oh, so your whole secret, this is so fun, the whole secret is you steam them open. It's like
yeah.
a letter that, it's like a letter. You steam it open, and then you change out the letter, and you put it back. So
yeah.
I love that tip about the blue tape because it doesn't ruin the taste.
No, but the painter's tape that will pull off without pulling the paint off, it doesn't leave a residue. If anything, any distaste you would get would be from having old cookies, which actually, as this just goes bad. But I think most of the appeal really is just the fortune and
it
the
is.
Novelty.
Because I think, you know this about me, and I'm sure if people give them as gifts, other people will do this. I hoard them. So I will open one every couple days, you know. And so they do get stale, but I don't care. It is the fun. It's the fun of cracking them open and the beautiful messages. But other people might open them and eat them.
Yeah, you could if it's done quickly enough. And then also the added bonus, as I said, you have a whole lot of those extra fortunes. And then I will stuff like 15 into one cookie. And then I might have one or two, and I will go to, like, say my next-door neighbor, Eska, she's 5 now. She's so adorable. And I'll tell her, I managed to find these special fortune cookies from the wise man, whatever. It's kind of a nice thing. I think
so
I gave Dean some, too.
You did. I remember that when he was, a few years ago. So I am so grateful. I love this. And I love that while it sounds like it is a certain amount of a labor of love, but it does sound fun to do and not like it's impossible for anyone to do.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to do, and there's so many different focuses that you could have. You could talk of a love list. You could cherish memories. It could be just simple things, day-to-day stuff. There's all kinds of stuff to
focus on. Well, I was going to say, I've been the lucky recipient. I think you've made me at least 3 sets, maybe 4, and starting with the love list, the first ones, and I have all of them, all the fortunes saved. I throw the cookies away because they get stale. But the last one you did was a particular set of memories, and I loved that, of places that we'd visited together. And
yes.
So that's an awesome idea. One time you did really funny ones, and that's another thing. They could be really funny. They don't,
Yeah. It's a lovely pick-me-up.
It is. And I just, I'm really grateful because I know that you've been, wanting to keep your secret of how you make them. But I just love this, and I'm so happy to be able to share the audio with people so that when we're doing our Loveless Making together, people might want to make some fortune cookies. So thank you, Ian. Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
I was wondering if I could interject one tiny little thing.
Of course.
There was an inspiration long ago when we had a multiple Christmas thing where you had to give a gift to somebody out of a hat. And one thing, I didn't have a whole lot of money, and what I did was I went around, I lived in San Francisco at the time, and I went around to different ethnic bakeries, and I got two cookies from each bakery. And so I had some German, El Salvadorian, Chinese, I had all these different cookies, and I gave this to this step cousin, and he was so delighted. And it was a fun, journey for me.
Aww.
And that was kind of an inspiration.
Oh, and yeah, that's fun. That's
yeah.
Really fun. To make it, because I have to tie it in with Loveless, you know, because that's the theme.
Oh, yes.
But what people could do is, each of those different things, they could find out, how to say I love you in whatever that language is.
Excellent. And, yes.
And they could even, they could even do a little Loveless, if it's I love your smile, however you say that in Spanish, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was great. That would be really fun.
Perfect.
Oh, Ian, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was really great. I appreciate it, dear. All right.
Okay.
Bye, dear.
Bye.